Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best Online Streaming College Station. I'm Julia Train. Days of Our Lives star Greg Vaughn is recovering from a health scare he experienced while on vacation with his two sons in Colorado. Vaughn went to an urgent care after falling ill on the trip, where he learned he was suffering from severe altitude sickness, which he says resulted in his lungs filling with fluid and his blood oxygen level dropping to 54%. On Thursday, March 14th, he captioned an Instagram post of himself in a hospital bed. "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get." Vaughn went on to explain what happened. It began with fatigue and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. He also experienced some congestion, wheezing, and a headache. After hydrating and taking some NyQuil, he thought he could power through it and tackle Breckenridge Mountain with his kids the next day. Instead, Vaughn's health continued to decline. After 2 days, he went to urgent care, where he was formally diagnosed with severe altitude sickness. Olivia Munn announced Wednesday that she was diagnosed with breast cancer in April 2023 and underwent a double mastectomy shortly thereafter. The Newsroom alum explained that she and her sister Sarah Potts tested negative for the BRCA gene, which is the most well-known gene to cause cancer, and her mammogram came back clear. But her doctor decided to calculate her breast cancer risk assessment score just in case. Her doctor prompted the actress to go for an MRI, then an ultrasound, and finally a biopsy that confirmed she had luminal B cancer in both breasts, which is an aggressive, fast-moving cancer. Munn underwent a double mastectomy 30 days later and has gone through 4 surgeries total over the past 10 months. Her doctor speaks on the situation to Inside Edition.
When she came to me, she was all excited because she thought if her genetic test was negative, she wasn't going to get breast cancer, until I shared her 37.3% risk of breast cancer. As soon as I told her 37.5%, you know, most women get emotional and they don't want to know about it, they don't want to deal with it. Olivia was completely different. Olivia, I think the first thing she told me is, what do I need to do? She had a very aggressive tumor, but we caught it early.
Brad Pitt is ready to take the stand in a raging battle against his ex-wife Angelina Jolie and a bullying Russian tycoon. Over the past few weeks, the Oscar winner has triumphed in 3 legal wins over the actress and billionaire Yuri Scheffler. Pitt and Jolie split in September 2016 and have since been embroiled in an epic fight that has taken them across the globe. They're still fighting over finances, custody of their children, and their French vineyard, Chateau Miraval. Pitt is believed to have spent an estimated $10 million so far on lawyer fees. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online Streaming College Radio Station. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.